And this is Reverend Joseph Caesar again coming to you live on BBS Radio. It's been a pleasure speaking with you and getting into your home. I pray that this message will be a true blessing to all who will be listening, that somebody will come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I am going to talk to you today about kindness. But I would like to take my text from Luke chapter 10, verse 25, which is the parable of the Good Samaritan. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? Do you understand it?" So he answered and said, which is the lawyer, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered rightly. So go do this, and you shall live." But the lawyer, he so wanted to justify himself, said to Jesus, "Teacher, and who is my neighbor?" Then Jesus answered and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a certain priest came down that same road, and when he saw him, he passed on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, "Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay." So which of these 3 do you think was neighbor to him who fell among thieves. And the lawyer says, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. The question posed by the lawyer is really a challenge. And since the verse speaks of the testing of Jesus, this is also a similar, though probably distinct event from Matthew, which is Matthew 22 to verse 34 to 40 and Mark 12, 28 to 34. So to inherit something is to receive it. In other words, the man was asking, Master, what must I do to share in the reward at the resurrection of the righteous at the end? And so the basis of this question is the hope of resurrection. And Jesus countered the lawyer's test by having him answer his own question. And in chapter 10, verse 27, he says, you shall love the Lord and your neighbor. The lawyer responded to Jesus. Yes, respond to Jesus' question by quoting Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, a text was incited twice by every faithful Jew. This text summarized the central ethical standard of the law. The lawyer also alluded to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, the basis of the man's response is an expression of allegiance and devotion that also can be seen as a natural expression of faith, since a total person, which is heart, soul, strength, and mind, is involved. So the theme of love for God is picked up in verses 38 and 42, with its emphasis devoted to Jesus, to devote to God's prayer. Do this, and you will live. Jesus was not saying that righteousness is the result of works. Rather, he was saying that love for and obedience to God will be a natural result of placing one's faith in the Lord. Those who believe in Jesus and follow him will receive eternal reward. Jesus states this principle very, very clearly. It was so clear that the lawyer was trying to place himself in the position of satisfying the highest rewards of the law. Who is my neighbor? This question was an attempt to limit the demands of the law by suggesting that some people are neighbors while others are not. So the lawyer was really looking for minimal obedience, while Jesus was looking for absolute obedience. So he thought, he made his decision already of what he wanted and how he can really get into heaven. In this story of the Good Samaritan, Christ illustrates the nature of true religion. He shows that it consists not in system, creeds, or rites, but in the performance of loving deeds, in bringing the greatest good to others, in genuine goodness. So as Christ was teaching the people, the lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, "Master, who shall I, you know, what really shall I do to inherit eternal life?" What? With breathless attention, the large congregation awaited the answer. The priests and rabbis had thought to entangle Christ by having the lawyer ask this question. But the Savior entered into the controversy. He required the answer from the questioner himself, the lawyer. So Christ asked, "What is written in the law?" He said, "How did you read it?" So the Jews still accused Jesus of lightly regarding the law given from Sinai. But he turned the question of salvation into the keeping of God's commandments. So the lawyer said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." So Jesus looked at him and says, "You have answered right. So go do this, and you shall live." The lawyer was not satisfied with the position and the work of the Pharisee. He had been studying the scriptures with a desire to learn their real meaning. He had a vital interest in the matter and had asked in sincerity, "What shall I do?" In his answer as to the requirements of the law, he passed by all the mass of ceremonial and ritualistic precepts. For these, he claimed no value, but presented the two great principles on which hang all the law and the prophets. This answer, being commended by Jesus, placed the Savior on vantage ground with the rabbis. They could not condemn him for sanctioning that which had been advanced by an expositor of the law. Jesus continued to say, do this, and you shall live. Jesus presented the law as a divine unity. And in this lesson, taught that it is not possible to keep one precept and break another. It is not. For the same principle runs through them all. Man's destiny will be determined by his obedience to the whole law. Yes, supreme love to God and impartial love to man are the principles to be wrought out in the life. So then, the lawyer found himself a lawbreaker. He was convicted on the crisis. Searching word, the righteousness of the law, which he claimed to understand, he had not practiced. He had not manifested love towards his fellow man. And therefore, repentance was demanded. But instead of repenting, he tried to justify himself rather than acknowledge the truth. He sought to show how difficult of fulfillment the commandment is. Thus he hoped both to parry conviction and to vindicate himself in the eyes of the people. He was just wasting his time. He realized that somebody was there much smarter than him. The Savior's word had shown that his question was needless, since he had been able to answer it himself. Yet, he put another question to him. So then, tell me, who is my neighbor? Among the Jews, this question caused endless dispute. They had no doubt as to the heathen and the Samaritan. These were strangers and enemies. But where should the distinction be made among the people of their own nation and among the different classes of society? Who should the priest, the rabbi, the elder regard as neighbor? Who? as far as we see, they spend their lives in a round of ceremonies to make themselves pure. Contact with the ignorant and careless multitude, they thought, would cause defilement that would require wearisome effort to remove. Were they not regard or were to regard the unclean as neighbors? They did not think so. Again, Jesus refused to be drawn into the controversy. He did not denounce the bigotry of those who were watching to condemn him, but by a simple story, he held up before his hearers such a picture of the outflowing of heaven, one love has touched all her hearts and drew from the lawyer a confession of the truth. The way to dispel darkness is to admit light. Again, the way to dispel darkness is to admit light. The best way to deal with error is to present truth. It is the revelation of God's love that makes manifest the deformity and sin of the heart centered in itself. A certain man, said Jesus, that is what Jesus said, was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, which both stripped him and beat him, and departed, leaving him all half dead. And by chance, a certain priest was going down the way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. One would think the priest, who has a divine calling on himself, would go over and rescue the person. He passed by on the other side, and in like manner, Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, pass by on the other side. And you can read that in Luke chapter 10, verse 30 to 32. This was no imaginary scene, but an actual occurrence, which was known to be exactly as represented. The priest and the Levite, who had passed by on the other side, were in company that listened to Christ's words. In journeying from Jerusalem to Jericho, the traveler had to pass through a portion of the wilderness of Judea. The road led down a wild, rocky ravine, which was infested by robbers, thieves, and crooks, and names that defiled to call them, and was often the scene of violence. It was here that the traveler was attacked, stripping of all that was valuable, wounded and bruised, and left half dead by the wayside. As he led us, the priest came that way, but he merely glanced towards the wounded man. Then the Levite appeared, curious to know what had happened. He stopped and looked at the sufferer. He was convicted of what he ought to do. But it was not an agreeable duty. He wished that he had not come that way, so that he need not have seen the wounded man. So then he persuaded himself that the case was no concern of his. But these men were in sacred office. They were and professed to expound the scriptures. They were of the class specially chosen to be representatives of God and to the people. They were to have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way. And you can read that in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 2, that they might lead men to understand God's great love toward humanity. And so the work they were called to do was the same that Jesus had described as his own when he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set all at liberty, them that are bruised." And you can find that in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. "The angels of heaven look upon the distress of God's family upon the earth, and they are prepared to cooperate with men in relieving oppression and suffering." God in heaven, and God in his providence, had brought the priest and the Levite among and along the road where the wounded sufferer lay, that they might see his need of mercy and help. All heaven watched to see if the hearts of these men would be touched with the pity for human woe. The Savior was the one who had instructed the Hebrews in the wilderness from the pillar of cloud and the fire. He had taught a very different lesson from that which the people were now receiving from their priests and teachers. The merciful provisions of the law extended even to the lower animal, which cannot express in words their want and suffering. I pray you today, as I stop here, to show compassion to people of low stature. I pray for your divine blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. And thank you. God bless you. And God bless the radio station, BBS Radio, the twin brothers, Doug and Don. May the Spirit of God continue to watch over them and protect them and their family. And for all who are listening, in Jesus' name, amen.